Missouri Ned News. I'm Elisa Nelson. This final day of the Missouri Legislature's regular session has been intense. Brian Houseworth reports.
Elisa, I'm here at the Missouri State Capitol. 6 o'clock tonight is the mandatory adjournment, and things have been very tense in both the House and the Senate. I've been covering the House, and the big issue that's been an issue all session is about the issue of health care for seniors and 8,000 Missourians. At one point today, State Representative Deb Lavender of Kirkwood essentially was upset because the House wanted to cut off debate. She began screaming at the Republicans, yelling, "How can you do this? How dare you do this?" They gaveled her down. She stormed out. She did come back and apologize later.
"You should be ashamed of yourself if you let him do this right now."
President, rule of court order.
Senator from Newton, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President!
To stand at ease for 5 minutes to rule the point of order.
Senators Rob Schaff and Ron Richard, along with other members of the upper chamber, argued today about the Senate rules. Missouri Senate Democrats tried to block debate about a measure that would bar Missouri cities from having minimum wage levels that are different from the state's minimum wage rate. The Senate has passed the bill and sent it back to the House with changes.
Some recent work by E. Fermi and L.
That's Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal. The House has failed to pass her proposed buyout program for residents living near a St. Louis area radioactive waste site. The House's action prompted her to fight back. She announced that she would read on the Senate floor for the remainder of the session. She read for about an hour until the bill that was up for debate was withdrawn. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley is appealing a federal court judge's ruling that strikes down abortion-related requirements. The issue involves hospital admitting privileges for abortion doctors and standards for abortion clinics. The Missouri House has passed omnibus legislation, which the Senate embraced unanimously a day earlier. The original bill established the crime of illegal reentry for anyone who returns to Missouri after being deported and subsequently commits an assault or felony. Democrat Stephen Roberts of St. Louis was the only lawmaker in either body to openly oppose the original subject matter.
"My interpretation of the law is that we're violating the Supremacy Clause and invading the purview of the federal government in that area, so that was my main problem with it."
The package goes to Governor Greitens. A St. Louis man has been given a 30-year prison sentence for attacking a Home Depot hot dog vendor with a hammer. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that 25-year-old Darnell Hollings was one of four people charged in the 2013 attack that happened at the retail store in Ferguson. The victim survived the attack. Find more news, weather, and sports at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.